Catherine, I think the best place to start is tell me a little bit of what's going to take place on Sunday, August 21st at Ernie Starr Arena.
Well, I started planning this many months ago when I saw some of the girls show up at a ringette tournament and they weren't properly outfitted. Ringette's an amazing sport, and it made me realize that there are probably lots of girls who want to play, but they can't as the equipment's so expensive. So as my girls started to grow out of their gear, I came up with this idea that there was a real need for a one-day event that allows every girl who wants to play ringette to have access to gear so they can play the sport. And that also gives families, they have the used equipment, the ability to give back to the sport by donating and recycling their gear. So on the day of, I see equipment being donated and girls so happy to be able to have the chance to participate in the sport as they now have access to equipment. It's a chance to bring the ringette community together as well.
So I see two different paths to go down. So let's go down the equipment one first, because I've done a little bit of this in the past, and I know there's a couple things. One, we're really looking for good equipment here. This is not the time to bring out the old tube skates and, you know, the hockey pants from the 50s and stuff. We're looking for stuff that kids can use now, correct?
Exactly. I will have it cleaned and disinfected, so just bring good gear previous to the event can be dropped off at the ringette store.
Okay.
And the day of, if they can have it cleaned, that would be great, and usable gear that Velcros, still Velcros, skates that still tie is fantastic.
What specifically are you looking for? What can people drop off that will help you?
Specifically, I am trying to ring at concert at 5 years old and continue playing forever. So I'm trying to reach all families who have any gear to donate and all families who have girls that need equipment to come. Anything from skates, helmets, and pads.
Now, we often think about ringette as being a close cousin or a close, you know, relative to hockey. So could you use hockey equipment, or do you need specifically equipment made for ringette? What would you take?
I actually had a friend drop off her son's gear to me, his hockey gear, and most of it is the same. So for anyone who wants to donate their hockey gear, I'm more than happy to accept all donations.
So, Catherine, you said that, you know, the ages are 5 to, you know, to forever, and we want everybody playing. That's the goal. But are there specific sizes, are there specific age groups you think that you really need the most help in?
I don't think that there are specific ages. I think that people who are trying to get into the sport, they have to start from scratch and purchase everything. And that typically is the 5 to 10-year-old age group. But again, the teenagers are the ones who we do want to have to keep active and involved in activities and sports, especially such a dynamic sport such as ringette. And so any gear that we have to donate for the teenage years is also fantastic. So ideally, it's from 5 and up.
So this Sunday, August 21st, from 11 to noon at Ernie Starr, people can drop off equipment. Then from noon to 2 o'clock, what happens?
Any families are there that need to collect the gear that they need. We'll have people from the ringette store, volunteers, to help people outfit to ensure that the gear is fitting properly. And they can take any gear that they need to ensure the safety of them being able to play this game.
So that being said, I mean, obviously, you know, the idea is this for people that need help. How do we determine who needs help? Who should be coming to this event? Who would you like to see there? How can we get the right people there, Catherine, that need the equipment?
I think it's an honor system. People are struggling in this day's economy, so it can be anyone who honestly cannot afford to outfit their daughter entirely in ringette gear. They don't necessarily have to have all pieces. They might be able to walk away with just a few components that they were missing, whether that be elbow pads or even shin pads. But we're really looking to support the families that need help gearing their child up to be able to participate in the sport.
I think something like this event also leads me to the question of the health of the game, because if you're out there wanting to help people play it, leads me to believe that there's a demand for this. What is the health of ringette in Calgary from your perspective?
From my perspective, I think it's growing. Alberta is definitely a ringette province, And in order to keep people in the game, the more people we have to play, the better off we are as a province. And there's more teams that we can play against, which therefore just means stronger players overall.
So this is a great, would you call it a kickoff to your season? Is it, I mean, the season's probably still a month away or so, but is this a great opportunity to get things rolling in the Ringette community this Sunday?
I think it is. Ringette starts directly after Labor Day. There's actually some people who have to start on the Labor Day weekend. So ideally, I'm trying to outfit people to start off the season on the right foot. And we can look at doing this on an annual basis at the end of August every year. Ideally, if everyone is outfitted properly and more families come out to donate, the Ringette store is providing 20% off to any family that is providing donations. And BP Cycle is also matching that 20% off. We also have Played Against Sports that's providing $5 off coupon to the first 50 families that come to donate their gear as well. And lo and behold, we always have good old Tim Hortons coffee and donuts that I'm providing personally from my own budget. So hopefully with donations from the Ringette store and BP Cycle and Played Against Sports, the city of Calgary is going to be outfitted well from the Ringette community.
So 11 o'clock Sunday, August 21st at Ernie's Star, looking for equipment donations, looking for people who could use some equipment, who want to play Ringette, they should come down and see you.
That's exactly it. We can look forward to seeing everybody from 11 till 2. It's 3 hours. It's going to be efficient. You come in, you drop off your equipment. For those people that need equipment, we'll be able to outfit them properly from 12 till 2, and we'll see them on the ice.